a song to stop. It's good to be with you all tonight. I hope you'll open up in your Bible to 2 Peter. We begun last week a study of 2 Peter, and tonight we're going to look at the remaining verses from chapter 1. I appreciate Kim saying so much in his prayer about the church. I wanted to mention something I thought you might find interesting. You know, last Sunday I preached on what I wish everyone knew about the church, specifically the Church of Christ. And I wrote that on my blog, and I, of course, have been very surprised at the reception that's gotten. And in fact, it's been read far more than any other post I've ever written. It's been read, for example, there's been 7,700 and something visitors since Thursday. And I had only had 5,800 visitors from January 1st until Wednesday. So it has been read tremendously more than all the other posts. And it's been read, or been viewed at least, in 49 of the 50 states and 10 different countries. And I say all that to say that people have a desire to hear about the church. And I think sometimes we often think, well, that people aren't interested in the church and things of that nature. But I think that this shows that there is a desire to learn more about the church and spiritual things. Second thing I wanted to say, even though it's been viewed by that many people, and most all those people have never heard of me, and I have not received very much at all negative comments. I've received only a few, and who did not like it and who had some things to say about it and things. But to me, that's been very surprising, because a lot of basically it's been shared through Facebook, and so people share it and say, hey, I want my friends to read this and learn more about the church I attend, because I'm often asked about it. And so you have a lot of wide backgrounds reading it and looking at it, and I haven't received very many negative comments. And I think that that's also a good sign, and in some ways surprising, because I think we often go into it thinking, well, if I talk about the church or if I mention the Church of Christ, that some of the stereotypes and preconceived notions that we have will often lead to a lot of heated arguments and things. And they may at times. But I think that we need to be willing to talk more and share more information about the church. And Kim in his prayer and certainly emphasized the glory of the church and the importance of the church. And I think we need to do that as well. And Peter's doing that in 2 Peter. In 2 Peter, he is talking about Christians. And in chapter 1, last week we noticed that he talked in verse number 3 about what we've been granted. And he says, we've been granted all things that pertain to life and godliness. And because of this, we have verse number 4, precious and very great promises that allow us to become partakers of the divine nature. We can have holiness within us. We can have a part of the Holy Spirit, and we can participate in the salvation and the holiness of God. And we can then be free, verse 4, from the corruption of this world. And therefore, we should make every effort to put all effort into adding these 8 virtues. And these 8 virtues are listed as faith and knowledge and self-control and steadfastness and godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. And then this should cause us to know in verse number 10 or verse number 11 that if we do these things, God Himself, if we do our part of adding these virtues, then God will supply us, will richly provide us an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if we do our part of adding these things, not that we're earning our salvation, but we do this because God has granted us these things, then God will do what He has promised and will give us that everlasting entrance into His eternal kingdom. Now, Peter has said all those things, and then he says, therefore, all right, therefore, based upon all this information of what God has granted you and about what you're trying to add, these virtues, I want you then to be reminded of some things. And he talks about the need for reminders. Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities. Now, what are the qualities?
The qualities are these eight things that we studied last week that we need to be adding in our life. He says, I want to remind you of these things. He says, going on, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have, for I think it is right as long as I am in this body to stir you up by way of reminder. The term stir up here is the term for awaken or arouse from sleep. So you parents will probably be doing this in the morning about 6:30 or something. You go in and you have to start waking the child up. Maybe your wives have to start doing this. Hey, it's time to get up and go to work. You have to wake them up. Well, that's what Peter says my job is, to wake you up, to stir you up while you're in this body. Through the purpose of reminding you. Since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon. Now, the term for body here involves the term for tent. Peter says, I'm in this tent. I'm in this outward house. And I'm going to put off this tent soon. This outward covering is going to come off. And my soul, my inward being, my spirit and soul is going to go on. I'm going to shed off this body. And then he says, as our Lord Jesus made clear to me, and I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. How good are we at reminders? Amanda and I in the last year or so have gotten iPhones. And on the new iPhone system in the last year or so, they have reminders. And we find ourselves often setting reminders so that we'll remember to do something. And it's something often pretty obvious, but if we don't set that reminder many times, we'll forget. And that phone will pop up whenever it is, and it will remind us, hey, go do this, or check on this. It's a reminder. Peter says that you know these virtues. You know about faith. You know about knowledge. You know about love. You know about self-control. You know about godliness. It's not any new information. You know, most of the things I preach out here and you study in adult Bible classes are the same things that we're teaching our young people, but it's just on an adult level, and it's just trying to apply them at the adult level, and it's just trying to remind us of the basic virtues of Christianity, isn't it? I will never forget a conversation I had with our neighbor back in Tennessee one time who was an agnostic, I guess he would say he was. He really probably wasn't a hardened atheist, but he was just one that believed you really couldn't know. And he said to him, one of the most foolish things was Christians going to Bible study and worship 2 and 3 times a week. He said, I mean, come on, it's a book. Can't you learn everything you need to learn in that book so that you don't have to go and study it every few days? And one of the things I told him when I tried to respond to that very caustic question he had was that, number one, the Bible is incredibly deep as well as incredibly simple. And you can study it your whole life and never mind its depths. It's a wonderful book like that. But number two, it's not that we go just for knowledge, but we go for transformation and to be reminded of things we know. The Lord asked us to take the Lord's Supper each first day of the week. It's not because we need to physically remind ourselves Jesus died, but it's because we need that emotional and mental and spiritual reminder in our heart to call these things to remembrance, to stir us back up, to awaken us, arouse us from our sleep so that we'll be awakened again to what Jesus did for us. Peter says, I want to remind you. Peter's an older man at this time, and he says, I'm putting on my body, and I have a concern for the next generation. I want to remind you, how are we stirred up today by reminders? Well, our sermons should be reminders. I hope that they are, of basic things.
Our Bible classes should be. Our personal Bible study time should be reminders. When you're reading the Bible, isn't it interesting how you can read a text that you've read many times before and still get something new out of it? Some of you might use the guideposts, little daily journals that we give out. You might use some other kind of personal devotional.
You might listen to a podcast. You might listen to music that contains a spiritual message. You might listen to other type, maybe a sermon or some things like that, or a Bible class. You can have all kinds of things to remind you. There's also a lot of people today have art that they use as reminders. They'll put artwork on their walls, and it will have a scripture or a verse. You know, that's more than just decoration. That's a reminder, isn't it, of that message, of that verse. Some people will take post-it notes if they're struggling with something or they have a message they want, and they'll put that on their mirror in their bathroom. Another way of reminding, and that we should do today, and I think that I know myself, and it's part of it's because I'm not necessarily very gifted in this area, but we don't do it as much as previous generations did. But memorizing Scripture is a great way of actually putting things deep into our heart so that they are a part of us and so that they're there for our recall. And it's not so much that we always get every word right, but it becomes, when we focus on a passage for several days and we get that in our mind and get that in our memory, then it becomes a part of us. And it is used by us more. I know we need to encourage our young people, especially when they're at the ages where memory work is very appropriate for them. Kids can do memory work pretty well if they have a system and they're encouraged in it to memorize Scripture. So how are we stirred up today by reminders? I think all of these should be reminders. But then notice, how do we do in recalling the word? Peter says at the end of this passage, I will make every effort after my departure, after I pass away, that you may be able at any time to recall. Now this is the second area. One is what we do on Sundays and in Wednesdays, and every time you pick up your Bible, you remind yourself of things. But now here's the challenge. How do you do when you're at work, when you're with friends, at recalling? Not that you, and it's good if you can quote that scripture or say it's found in 1 Peter or 2 Peter or 1 Corinthians. But really what I think Peter's saying here, how well do you do at the application, at recalling? This is a time when I need to love. This is a time when I need to show brotherly kindness. This is a time where I need to show self-control. This is a time when I need to exercise my faith or my knowledge. You see, Peter's saying we need to recall. The last thing I want to say from this passage, then we'll go on, as we think about these need for reminders, is what Peter says here, and it's really kind of a secondary subject here. Peter says throughout this passage that he's doing these things in lieu of his departure. The term departure is the term exodus, all right? It's coming from that where we get our word exodus. He is exiting soon. The apostle is saying all of us need to prepare for our departures. You know, I think we don't like to think about death. It's just not that pleasant of a subject. And in our culture, we have sanitized death as much as we can. We keep it in the hospitals if we can. We keep it in the funeral homes. And sometimes we don't even like to think about how we need to be preparing for it spiritually. But the apostle says this. He says, I want to do some work now because I know I don't have long to live. Maybe you need to do some work now because you have an exodus soon coming up. Now, I'm not trying to be morbid, but I am trying to be spiritual and sensitive to the text. We need to prepare. Now, that might mean physically making some preparation when it comes to things with our family. Maybe it means getting a will. Maybe it means getting our estate in order, getting some relationships in order. But I think it also means, as Peter's saying here, for those that we really care about and for those that we want to know some certain things, let's share that information so that when we're gone, they can recall that information and they can have what they need. And Peter is saying, I'm giving this out.